Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It is Mike, if I watch Mike.com. Welcome to another reaction podcast to The Walking Dead. Yes, it's The Walking Dead recap show with me, Mike Pierce, from iWatchMike.com. Now, we're going to talk about the premiere episode that aired last Sunday. Now, I know I was trying to get it out there, but family got home, kids, I had to go to work. It was just one of those hectic, crazy Sundays. So I'm kind of catching up now. So we got episode one last Sunday. Of course, episode two is airing tonight on AMC. So let's talk about Lines We Cross. I'm looking at my notes here. Overall, the beginning. First of all, I just got to say, I can't remember if season nine had that cool intro. Did it have that cartoonish feel? Either way, I liked it. It was good seeing Rick on the bridge and the whole bridge blowing up. That was just, it brought back feels. And then it kicks into the episode. I guess I got to talk about the training day thing on the beach. I thought that was dope. I thought all the zombies coming out of the boat, I thought seeing everybody as a team, as a unit, Judith slashing with her little katana and Michonne doing her thing. I mean, everybody was just badass. The only thing that I'm wondering is this going to work against the Whisperers? I mean, I get the whole thing. I mean, are they training? Is this how they're going to fight? Because the Whispers, I don't know if it's, I mean, I think it'll work with some, but then when they all start running around and jumping off crap, then yeah, I don't know, but I enjoyed it. Let's see what else. Aaron, within the first few minutes, got on my nerves. I get it, people. I understand that he's still upset about Jesus and everybody. But I was kind of bothered by that. I was kind of like, what are you doing? You're like, you're going to screw things up. You got bigger things to worry about. I was totally with Michonne. If I was Michonne, I would slap him just one time. Like, I'd be like, get your head out of it. You're being reckless. And Aaron cannot be reckless. I like Aaron. I like his freaking Avengers arm. It's like the, what is it called? Iron Fist? Yes. Let's see what else. Everybody gets back to Oceanside and sees the, whatchamacallit, the mask. Rosita and Baby, and then Eugene and everybody together, Rosita boxing, that was cool, the whole baby thing, Eugene with the baby, that was funny. Let's see what else. Negan and Lydia talk. Negan's watching. Negan's out there pulling tomatoes. That was so crazy to see him doing that in Carl's dream, right? Right? Wasn't that crazy? And then Negan and Father Gabriel's conversation. The best. I love it when these two talk. I think out of everybody that Negan loves pushing the buttons and knows he can get a reaction is freaking Father Gabriel. And every time they're together, it's freaking funny. Good seeing them and good advice from Negan to Father Gabriel, right? We get to see Carol. Finally, she comes back on the Forrest Gump boat. She's shrimping and fishing and stuff. She looks good. She looks happy. So it's good to see her. Let's see what else. They go off into the woods and kill a deer, and you can tell Carol is not, she doesn't give a damn about this whole crossing the borders thing. But Daryl is, he's definitely become Rick, right? He's got a lot of Rick, in him. Definitely Daryl has changed in looking for the masses and just a lot more responsibilities than Carol. And I like that because that means that Carol doesn't give a crap. And that means that Carol's going to want to get revenge. I can't wait to see that. Let's see. Yeah, this whole satellite thing from the beginning, it finally crashes. It lands in the forest. Of course, everybody gets together and is putting out this fire. And of course, they're in Alpha's, they've in her territory. I was just waiting for one of those freaking zombies to come out and do something, but they didn't. I was like on the, I was like a paper bag. I was like, no zombies, no Whispers. Let's see what else. Seeing those zombies get killed were great. And then at the end, oh man. Carol And Daryl walk off. And the horde's gone in the ravine, whatever you want to call it. And Daryl walks off. And then all of a sudden, like a proud lioness, she comes out and stretches. And then she looks up and she sees Carol. And Carol sees Alpha. And oh, damn. And then it's going to be on. Except I think this next episode, tonight's episode, I believe it's going to be Alpha and Beta meeting, right? It's going to be a backstory. That's what I'm gathering. So we're probably not going to see any fighting. And maybe until episode 3, perhaps? I don't know. Could be wrong. But I'm cool with this. I'm cool. I like this whole, let's get everybody together. Let's show what everybody's doing. Great. And I'm looking forward to tonight's episode with, Alpha and Beta and how they meet and all that stuff. I'm excited. I'm excited for this season. I'm not gonna lie. I'm really, really excited. I'm hoping Rick will come back. Come on, Rick. Come on. I doubt he's not gonna come this episode, but still. I mean, this season, but still. All right, people. So that's it. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry. I'm late. I'm trying to catch up. I will get back on it. I promise. Anyways, if you want to check out more of my stuff, iwatchmike.com. That's my blog. iwatchmike.com. I put a lot of stuff there. I just started a new podcast with Jammin' Freakin' Jay. It's called The Crunk Show. It's on there as well. Let's see what else. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter. Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram. Mike the, that's a T-H-A movie guy on Snapchat. And my Facebook page is iwatchmike. But once again, thanks for tuning in. If you want to go to audioboom.com/channel/Mike the Movie Guy. I think that's what it is. Oh, crap. Oh, either way, it's on my blog, iwatchmike.com. I have other podcasts there, and I'm trying to get it going. Arrow's coming back, which I know some of you Walking Dead fans don't care, but I'm trying to get back in the swing of things and all that good stuff. So, all right, people, I think that's it. Everybody have a great freaking weekend. I think I'm going to be going to work soon. And everybody enjoy the episode. Peace out.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.